Unofficial election results show Upper Lynn Canal voters favoring Clinton over Trump. And a former Skagway assemblyman is fined $22,000 for incomplete public office disclosures. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Republican Donald Trump was elected president of the United States Tuesday night. Like much of the rest of the country, voters in Haines were torn between two candidates who drew more negative feelings than positive.
I held my nose because it was a pretty stinky affair, probably the worst selection of choices in history.
On Tuesday, outside of Haines polling station at the Chilcat Center, Dan Hart described what it was like to vote in this election. Hart declined to say whether he voted for Trump, Democrat Hillary Clinton, or a third-party candidate. But he did say that he voted against GOP incumbents for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races.
Something different. I'm tired of Don Young. I don't think anybody should stay in office that long.
Despite anti-incumbent sentiment from some, unofficial results show Representative Don Young and Senator Lisa Murkowski holding on to their seats in the Alaska election. Haines resident Judy Ewald echoed Hart's sentiment. She wasn't happy with either major party candidate for president, but she says she reluctantly voted for Trump.
So you voted for Trump?
Yes.
Okay, why do you say it like that?
There's just some things I don't like about him, but there's more I don't like about Hillary.
But for some, Trump was just too much to stomach. Here's Terry Povey.
Well, saying, oh, that's a nasty woman. You don't talk that way to people. Every debate, everything that he said just was so outrageous.
Ultimately, Trump garnered more votes of support than opposition in Alaska and the rest of the country. Alaska's three electoral votes went to the Republican. Democrat Hillary Clinton prevailed in most Upper Lynn Canal voting precincts Tuesday. Although Republican Donald Trump won the presidential race nationwide and in Alaska, unofficial election results show Upper Lynn Canal voters leaned more in Clinton's direction. In Skagway, 51% of voters cast their ballots for Clinton. Trump took in about half as many votes, 29%. Libertarian Gary Johnson received 8% of the Skagway vote, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein garnered 5%. A total of 447 votes were cast in person at Skagway City Hall Tuesday. Haines has two voting precincts. The one in town at the Chilcat Center saw 785 votes cast, and a slim majority, about 43%, went to Clinton. Trump was very close at 41%. Stein had a stronger showing in Haines, taking about 6% of the votes. Johnson received about 4%. But Haines Precinct 2, which covers Upper Valley voters, swung in a different direction. The majority of those 96 votes went to Trump. Trump took 49% compared to Clinton's 38%. Klukwan was the most pro-Clinton precinct in the Upper Lynn Canal. Of the 40 votes cast there, 30 went to Clinton. That's 75%. Trump received about 10% of the vote, and Johnson about 8%. Statewide, Trump earned about 52% of the Alaska vote, compared to Clinton's 37%. As for the state races, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski took the lion's share of votes in all Upper Lynn Canal precincts. In Haines and Skagway, Murkowski garnered about 39% of the vote. Challengers took away a fair number of votes from the incumbent, but not enough to beat her lead. Independent candidate Margaret Stock was the second favorite in Haines and Skagway. In Klukwan, Murkowski received 69% of votes. Libertarian Joe Miller was second to Murkowski overall throughout Alaska. He garnered 30% to her 44%. Alaska's incumbent in the U.S. House also held on to his seat. Don Young garnered 50% of the vote statewide. Democratic challenger Steve Lindbeck received about 36%. Lindbeck fared well in Skagway and Haines. Skagway was the outlier, giving a majority of votes to the Democrat over the incumbent. About 50% of Skagway ballots supported Lindbeck. 34% went to Young. In Haines Precinct 1, Young took just 3 more votes than Lindbeck. They were neck and neck at about 43% each. Haines Precinct 2 and Kluckwan both went for Young. 47% of Upper Valley voters and 52% of Kluckwan voters favored the Republican. House District 33 Democratic Representative Sam Keto III unsurprisingly held on to his seat. He had one write-in challenger, Haines resident Bill McCord. Although state elections officials said McCord did not meet residency requirements to run for public office. Voter turnout was highest in Kluckwan at about 50%. Skagway saw about 40% turnout, Haines saw about 39% in Precinct 1, and 35% in Precinct 2. All of these results are unofficial and do not factor in early voting or questioned ballots. Two Haines men were indicted by a Juneau grand jury last week. Each faces multiple charges of sexual abuse of a minor. The charges are from May, when, according to court documents, 35-year-old Stephen Brower and 25-year-old William Dale Whittington each allegedly had sex with a 15-year-old multiple times on the same day. Whittington faces 4 counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree, a Class B felony. Each of the charges are from the same day in separate locations. He was arraigned on Thursday in Juneau Superior Court. He pleaded not guilty and asked for a jury trial. The court set his bail at $45,000. Whittington is also the suspect in a recent library burglary case in Haines. Brower faces 2 counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree. As in Whittington's case, both charges are from the same day in separate locations. He was arraigned in Juneau Superior Court on Friday, where he pleaded not guilty and requested a trial. His bail remains at $10,000. The jury trial is scheduled January 30th in Haines. Alaska's campaign finance watchdog group has levied a $22,000 fine for a former Skagway assemblyman. The Alaska Public Offices Commission says there is sufficient evidence that longtime Skagway assemblyman Dan Henry failed to disclose income information on his public office disclosure forms from 2011 to 2013. Early this year, Henry pleaded guilty to multiple counts of failing to timely file federal income tax returns. He was sentenced to a year and a day in prison and ordered to pay more than $600,000 in restitution to the IRS. In the plea agreement, Henry's public office disclosure forms were referenced. The forms are meant to provide transparency to the public about elected officials' financial holdings. When filling out forms between 2010 and 2013, Henry reported receiving no income over $1,000 from the Skagway Fish Company restaurant, which he owns. After learning about the apparently incomplete filings, Skagway resident Roger Griffin lodged a complaint against Henry with APOC. APOC staff investigated the complaint and found that there was cause for concern with Henry's 2011, 2012, and 2013 financial disclosure forms. Staff said the amount of income that Henry left unreported appears to be substantial. In late October, Henry's case went to the commission. He told the commission that he misunderstood the income disclosure forms. He said he thought he was supposed to write down any individual purchases over $1,000. For example, if a single person bought a $2,000 meal. He said his restaurant didn't see purchases that large, so he checked the none box when indicating his restaurant income. Henry's explanation that it was an inadvertent mistake didn't sway the commission. The 5-member board unanimously decided that there was enough evidence to levy a penalty for Henry's incomplete filings. The maximum fine for the violations is upwards of $43,000. APOC staff recommended reducing the penalty by 50% because of the hefty fine Henry already faces from the IRS. The commission agreed and assessed a $22,000 penalty for Henry. Henry is no longer on the Skagway Borough Assembly. He turned in his letter of resignation in mid-October. The remaining assembly members appointed Spencer Morgan to Henry's former seat. On November 1st, Henry was required to report to a federal prison facility to serve out his year and a day sentence. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.